You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. It's getting harder to believe your eyes and ears on the internet. Artificial intelligence tools can generate convincing images, videos, and voices. Chatbots can spit out confident misinformation. And Twitter users, for $8 a month, can basically impersonate anyone they like. The specter of an internet full of fakes has a lot of people worried about an epistemic apocalypse, basically a total breakdown of our ability to perceive truth and reality. It's something Joshua Habgood-Coote has written about. He's a research fellow at the School of Philosophy, Religion, and History of Science at the University of Leeds in England.
I feel like there's been a lot of very catastrophic discourse about the effects of various new kinds of technology on our epistemic practices, which is to say the practices which we use to gain knowledge about the world, to find out truths beyond what we can see and hear in our immediate environment. And the thought is every new technology is going to catastrophically disrupt our practices for generating knowledge, and we're going to completely lose track of truth wholesale. So partly I want to engage with that discourse and do some critical thinking about whether those kinds of very catastrophic predictions are really justified.
What can we learn from how people have responded to some of the recent examples of AI fakes?
Yeah, I think there are a couple of really interesting cases. So the image of the so-called Drip Pope, right? So this was a set of images that were produced of the Pope wearing some kind of designer coats, which were extremely fashionable. And I think a bunch of people did think that these were genuine images of the Pope.
I bought it.
Yeah. So you might think okay, I got fooled this one time. Am I going to get fooled again and again? And the question is what are the stakes on you believing that this is an image of the Pope? Actually very low.
Right, which maybe is why I bought it, whereas those fake photos of Trump being arrested, I think people were naturally a little bit more suspicious of.
Yeah, exactly. So there's also a whole set of social practices around checking images of politicians, and you can look for other sources of what's been going on with Trump today.
Are there examples from the past of how society has adapted to new epistemic challenges like this?
It's important to look at the history of deepfakes. There's a whole lot of practice in the late 19th century of people touching up portraits to make them look better. Actually, at the end of the 19th century in journalism, all photographs that were printed in newspapers in the United States were, to some lesser or greater extent, changed and modified to make them look better. And what they did, they came up with a set of social norms against faking. So this isn't to say that the problems are not going to be serious around deepfakes and other kinds of faking, but the long problems with history and that in a way we're throwing away possible solutions if we forget that history.
Joshua Habgood-Coote at the University of Leeds. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.